just without comprehension. I wasn't behaving like a proper foreigner.
Good luck.
I returned to Rudy. Here's the deal. The Nguyen Bao need to take a powder. I'll go with Swan. I'll stall around when I get to his camp. You see that the Nguyen Bao get moved out. Then make this mess look like we were setting up for the guys coming over tonight. The old man overheard every word. I continued. As far as anybody around here goes, these people never existed. But do it. And let them have most of the food. We can sponge off Lady's gang, I hoped. Rudy looked at Sara. Everybody seemed to think that she was the key. He shrugged. You're the boss. I guess I don't need to understand. How are you going to explain her? I don't have to. I headed toward where Swan's patrol was surrounded. Sara came right along after pausing to grab up Totan. Stay here, I told her. She looked at me blankly, smitten by sudden deafness. I took a few steps, she matched them. You need to stay with your own people. A little smile teased her lips. She shook her head. Hong Tre was not the only witch in this family.
Kigoda!
Boom.
You! Soldier of darkness! You have ruin. Now is not good enough for you? Cruel witch was my mother, but...
She became incomprehensible, but not the least bit quiet. I checked Tom Doc. He remained inscrutable. But I would have bet my shot at heaven. He wanted to laugh. Fuck this.
Rudy!
Find out what belongs to Sara and see that it stays in our tent. Come on, woman. Chapter 80. Holy shit. Swan murmured when I stepped out where he could see me. No wonder you went back. Hands off, pretty boy.
Hi, Nguyen Bao. If you're out there, go see Tam Doc. It's important. Taglians. See Rudy from the company.
I turned back to Swan. There. We're down to a few snipers. Just in case. He stopped staring at Sara. Sorry. You really stumbled into the sweet shit, didn't you? He did have the courtesy to make his remarks in Forsberger. Yeah, I did. What's going on? I wake up the other day, after my wizards did an experiment on me, and I find out that somebody has been inside my head, messing with my memories. I find out I'm back over there in Hell's Kitchen hunting rats and fighting cannibals, when all the time my so-called friends are sitting around out here, not even letting me know.